Last weekend, Michigan Republicans held their biannual Mackinac Leadership Conference on Mackinac Island, where several GOP presidential candidates were on hand and several Republicans dipped their toes into the possible statewide election campaigns for 2018. Today, we're going to get some reaction from the leader of the Democratic Party in Michigan about the presidential race, those 2018 races, and more. Our guest on Current State, as I said, is Brandon Dillon. This summer, his predecessor, Lon Johnson, resigned so he could run for Congress in northern Michigan. Dillon resigned his state House seat to take the party chairman's job. Brandon Dillon, thanks for coming into Current State today.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Really appreciate it. Let's begin by looking back at the Republican gathering on Mackinac Island last week. Was it last weekend? It seems like it was much longer ago.
Yeah, I think it was last weekend.
I know you weren't there, but several of the GOP presidential candidates were there, of course, including Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, John Kasich. What did you make of the candidates who were on the island? What was your takeaway?
Well, you know, it was striking to me that you kind of had the second tier of presidential candidates at Mackinac Island. You know, one thing we noted when the Republican candidates came is that, you know, coming to Michigan, you would hope that they would be talking about middle class bread and butter issues, talking about the auto industry, which, in fact, all of the candidates up there opposed in one way or another, the auto rescue that basically saved the big three and kept thousands and thousands of jobs in Michigan. We would be a totally different state if those folks would have had their way and allowed Detroit to go bankrupt. But, you know, we saw this in the debate as well, where the issues that they were focusing on are Planned Parenthood or talking about war with Iran or other countries instead of talking about those middle class issues. And, you know, in Michigan, I think we're a blue state, but we're not an overwhelmingly blue state. There's people who care about serious policy discussions. And unfortunately, what I saw in Mackinac was just rhetoric appealing to the base. And I don't think that's where we need to be. I think we need to talk about those issues that bring people together. And I think on the Democratic side, you're seeing a real discussion of issues and ideas as opposed to kind of insults and attacks that you keep seeing in the Republican side, whether it's on Mackinac Island or in the presidential debates.
You mentioned that we had kind of the second tier of candidates up at Mackinac Island. When you add in the current front runner, Donald Trump, what do you make of that entire GOP field?
Well, it's certainly an interesting exercise going on. You see the candidates, none of which have held elected office, whether it's Donald Trump, Ben Carson, or increasingly Carly Fiorina, are gathering well over 50% of the primary vote in national polls, where more established candidates like Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and others, governors of major states, Chris Christie, John Kasich, are struggling to survive. And I think it speaks to a real frustration with politics as usual. But I think it also is you're seeing this kind of, I think, extreme rhetoric coming from Mr. Trump, Mr. Carson, and even Carly Fiorina that shows that the base of the Republican Party is angry. They're responding to kind of these emotional appeals, anti-immigrant sentiment, anti-Muslim sentiment, anti-women sentiment when you're talking about Planned Parenthood that I think is unhealthy for the country as a whole and I think is dangerous for the Republican Party to continue to pursue.
Which candidate maybe is on your mind at 2 in the morning, at the middle of the night, when you think of the 2016 presidential campaign, or are you sleeping easy?
Well, I never sleep easy. You know, elections are, you know, Michigan, you know, has not been as competitive at the presidential level lately, but I think there's likely to be a very competitive presidential election in Michigan. And, you know, Michigan is a state that's had many struggles. And in many ways, I think we're doing better than we have in the past, but we're certainly not anywhere we need to be. So, you know, candidates that come in and talk about issues and policies that are going to affect Michigan's middle class, if the Republicans get their act together and start talking like that, could make Michigan competitive. But what we're seeing now is a focus on these extraneous issues that have nothing to do with people's quality of life and ability to earn a living, which the Democratic candidates are talking about. So, you know, I think Michigan obviously Democrats are going to win in Michigan. But Republicans, if they choose to nominate a candidate like Donald Trump or somebody of that ilk, I think are going to find Michigan very hostile territory.
Another candidate who's kind of in that upper to middle tier, Dr. Ben Carson, seems to be more in the limelight lately, surging in the polls a bit. Yet this week he's been dogged by remarks that he's made about thinking the United States should not have a Muslim president. Can you talk about how Democrats in Michigan tend to do with Muslim voters? Michigan is a state with a significant population.
Well, certainly there's a significant Muslim population. There's also a significant Arab population, which are not necessarily synonymous. But I think just kind of the insulting language, whether it's towards Muslim Americans, Arab Americans, women in general, is not a good Latinos coming from Donald Trump. And I think it's not a good strategy for a political party to alienate a significant swaths of the electorate. And I'm proud that the Democratic Party embraces diversity, embraces the best of what people have to offer when they come to this country and become American citizens. This kind of nativist appeals to people that are here and excluding outsiders has a long history in American politics. It's an ugly history, and it's a responsibility of Democrats to push back hard and push back hard against it and make America and this state a welcoming place for those who want to contribute to society, no matter their religion or their ethnic background.
What's been a part of that history, would you say?
Well, I think if you go back to like the Know Nothing movement and the America First movement, there's always this fear of immigrants and others that rears its ugly head in American politics from time to time. And I had thought for many years we've gotten past that, but with the rise of Donald Trump and this kind of, you know, talk about deporting millions of people in this country, you have a rush on the Republican side to become more and more anti-immigrant every day to appeal to a base in the Republican Party that is responding to that message. You have Dr. Carson talking about Muslims being unqualified to be president, even though the Constitution is clear. There is no religious test for the presidency. I think that's an ugly strain in American politics that you would hope in 2015 and going into 2016 would have been something of the past. But unfortunately, we're seeing it be a prominent part of the dialogue on the Republican side. And I'm hopeful that for the country's sake, the Republicans don't nominate somebody with those views.
This is Peter Whorf on Current State. Our guest is Brandon Dillon, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Okay, now that we've talked a bit about the Republican field, how do you feel about the Democrats running for president and what they might do in Michigan? Clinton, Bernie Sanders, O'Malley.
Well, you know, and potentially there may be another candidate entering the race soon. Vice President Biden seems to be exploring that possibility. I would assume if he's going to make that decision, it's going to have to happen very quickly. But look, you know, Michigan, we're hopeful, is going to be irrelevant in the primary process. We're not until the third tier, basically, of primaries after Iowa, New Hampshire, and then kind of the southern states and some of those that are before March 6th. But, you know, the issues that matter to Michigan are issues that matter to the country, and we're encouraging candidates to talk about those issues. The good news, as I said earlier, is on the Democratic side, you don't see the attacks against each other. Senator Sanders, Secretary Clinton, Governor O'Malley are talking about issues, income inequality, college affordability, making sure that we're expanding voting rights. These are a positive message, and they may disagree on the margins about how we best implement those policies or how they would do it as president, but the dialogue has been positive and about issues, and I think that's good for Democrats, no matter who the nominee is, to focus on those issues that the people care about.
What are some of those issues that are very relevant to Michigan that also speak to national issues?
Well, I think one that's increasingly becoming more relevant is college affordability. Just for middle-class families, the daunting notion of sending a child to college and either having that student take on crushing debt or have to take out loans to pay for that college as they go along is something that's increasingly on people's mind. But, you know, income inequality, the way the system is structured to reward those people at the very top and make it difficult for middle-class and working-class families to get ahead. We've seen, you know, Michigan do better in terms of our unemployment rate, but we're still struggling to get back to the kind of middle-class lifestyle that people enjoyed in this state for a long time. So candidates talking about those issues, increasing the minimum wage, making sure that we have protections for people who work hard and play by the rules, those are the things Michigan voters care about. And fortunately, that's what our Democratic candidates are talking about.
Some see candidate Bernie Sanders doing quite well. How do you see that possibly playing in Michigan?
Well, I think he's got a compelling message, and I think it's a message that he's been talking about for many years. years about how the system is not fair, and that for those who work hard, whether they're working class, middle class, students, minorities, women, do not have the same opportunities, unfortunately, as people who have enormous wealth. And to make sure that the system is geared towards average middle class people as opposed to millionaires and billionaires is a message that I think not just resonates with Democratic primary voters, but you've seen it somewhat be talked about on the Republican side, where Donald Trump is talking about taxing hedge fund managers and talking about how people like him have been able to spread money across the system to influence politics. People are angry about it. Senator Sanders, I think, has tapped into that. But Secretary Clinton, I think, is also talking about the issues of the system and income inequality that are, that I think, overarching messages that appeal to a broad range of people who feel that no matter how hard they work, they're not going to be able to get ahead the way politics is currently practiced in this country.
As we began this part of our discussion about the Democratic candidates, you brought up Vice President Joe Biden. What could that do to the mix?
Well, I think it would be, you know, it's hard to know. You know, Vice President Biden is a compelling political figure. He's been around for a long time, has been a very successful vice president. I think would have a strong record to run on from the Obama administration. But, you know, I personally you just want to see more candidates talking about the issues that matter to Michigan. I think that's the best way for Democrats to ensure up and down the ticket that we're going to have a successful 2016 is to stay positive, stay on the issues, no matter who gets in the race or how many candidates come to Michigan to talk about those ideas. I think if we keep it positive and we keep it focused on the issues, it's only going to be good for our eventual nominee.
Brandon Dillon is our guest on Current State today. He chairs the Democratic Party in Michigan. Let's get a little more statewide.
Sure.
and a little more regional and local. Talk about the prospects Democrats have in the 2016 congressional races. Your predecessor chairing the party, Lon Johnson, left to run for Congress in the seat currently held by Dan Beneschak in northern Michigan. And Beneschak has seemed to be poised to go back on a promise to serve no more than three terms in Congress by running for a fourth term. But he recently decided not to run for re-election. What are Johnson's chances of winning that seat?
Well, I think, look, you know, Lon first has to get through a primary. But I think the kind of aggressive campaign that he was running up there really forced Congressman Beneschak to think twice. The prospect of having to run in that district is always tough, having made a pledge and looked like he was going to break it. But I think an open seat in a presidential year, Democrats have a great opportunity to pick up that seat. And I know Lon is out there working very hard. Jerry Cannon, who ran last time, is also a candidate. But we want to make sure that whoever the Democratic nominee is able to have the resources necessary to compete. And that's one thing I know that Lon certainly has, is the ability to raise a lot of money to make sure his message gets out.
Some keen interest in some more local races, with former TV star Melissa Gilbert entering politics to run against Mike Bishop. It's her first run for office. What could she bring to the table?
Well, you know, I think she's a very intriguing candidate. She's got a long history of political advocacy. She was president of the Screen Actors Guild, campaigned very hard for Mark Schauer here in the last cycle. I think she has a focus on bread and butter issues and is going to be a stark contrast to Congressman Bishop, who currently is considered one of the most vulnerable Republicans in Congress. So I think that has the potential to be a really exciting race, and we're excited to help Melissa out at the party level.
We've been talking with the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Brandon Dillon. Thanks for joining us on Current State.
Thanks for having me.